guys, this is Lelo B. Welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast. Super excited as usual about my guest this week. I am chatting to Tebogo Pinpin. He is a travel consultant based in Cape Town, and he specializes in, you know, unique experiences and places to see in the Western Cape. I learned so much. I was just going wow the whole interview, so excuse me. You are going to enjoy this episode, so please pull out your pen while you're listening. Ungwalemo, take notes, because we are going to the Western Cape. Hello, Tebogo. Welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast.
Hi, Lelo. Thank you very much for having me, and hello to your listeners.
How's the Western Cape? Are you in Cape Town currently?
I'm in Cape Town. And funny thing, yesterday it was warm and we did a boat cruise. And this morning it's cold and wet and it's raining.
Yeah, Likamo, it's just as cold. See, we are wearing Boma clothes. At least we're getting a chance to wear them. Okay.
Yeah, but so, we are used to the weather.
Yeah, especially you guys. So, your Instagram caught my attention. You have one of the most beautiful travel pages ever. I think I was just searching South African content, like South African travel content, and then I came across your page, and I just fell in love. And then when I started reading through your profile, I saw that you're based in the Western Cape, Cape Town. You are travel, besides being a Western Cape travel content creator, you're also a travel planner and a social media consultant, which explains why your social media looks the way it does. Tell me about the social media consultant.
I wear so many hats.
Yes.
Okay, I'm the founder of Pinpin Media. Mm-hmm. It's a digital marketing and brand management agency, and we are based in Cape Town.
There's a grr-grr sound.
Maybe it's my jacket. Let me just put it off.
Okay.
Is it gone now?
Yeah, I don't hear it now.
Yeah, okay. I think it was my big jacket. So it's cold. Okay. Yeah, so that's what my agency does. And then we work with different organizations. We do social media account management for them. Mm-hmm. And we do field promotions. So that's where I met most of my tour suppliers around Cape Town, because most of my work is coming from here. So that's where my connection comes in.
Okay. So how did you get into the travel space, though? When did you fall in love with travel? And yeah.
Everywhere I go, I try to talk to as many people as I can and different businesses. So for the past 5 years, every year we'll come to Cape Town, and I will not just go back to Joburg without thinking at least one deal or maybe a contact.
Yes.
And I realized that, okay, since my partner is into travel, I might as well also try looking into doing promotions and digital marketing for these companies within the tourism sector.
So that's how you got started?
That's how I got started in this. So I just realized it was a passion that I had, but I never had a chance to explore.
So if I was to ask you what was the best holiday that you were on, which holiday or trip comes to mind?
I will say, and it still is. Mm-hmm. It's called, the place is called Cassis Bay. Cassis Bay.
Where is that?
And I'll tell you about this place. You know, I've always found this unique places.
Yes.
So now this is an old traditional fishing village in Anniston.
Mm-hmm.
And so this place is one of those places that were not affected by the modern civilization or modern lifestyle. So you'll not find a mall. It's just a small village, but in the middle of that village, there's a hotel called the Anniston Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That place is beautiful, and it's now classified as a national heritage site. When you are there, you're getting everything. You're getting blue skies, blue ocean water. You get white sands, the sand dunes. There's a national park, a few monuments, and beautiful cliffs and beautiful rocks. It's a beautiful place. And one thing special about it is the community is still so tight, and they believe in Ubuntu and working together as a community. So when you have donations or tips, you leave them at Aniston Hotel, and everything is distributed among the community members.
Oh my word.
And when you are there, you feel just right as you enter, you feel like you're part of them. They welcome you warmly. You can go inside every house. You can talk to the community members. They still live. You know, when you are there, it feels like you are not in South Africa or the Western Cape. It's a different environment.
When I have never heard of this place.
It's beautiful. That is it's a small paradise.
So this Aniston, is it like Anni? How do you write Aniston?
Aniston.
Oh.
And I was there again about 2 weeks ago, and I posted something about it there. So that's where it's about. Do you know Cape Agulhas?
I agree that's why. Cape, because I don't know.
Okay, all right, okay. Cape Agulhas is where the real oceans meet: the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean.
Oh my God, I need to go.
You know, most of the people, they say that the oceans are meeting in Cape Point.
Yeah. That's not where they meet?
No. They meet in Cape Agulhas.
Cape Agulhas, yeah. I think I saw you posted Cape Agulhas, but I didn't even know how to pronounce it.
When you look at your African map, the tip, if you check the southernmost tip of the African continent, it's not Cape Point. You go further down, it's Cape Agulhas. So from Cape Agulhas to Aniston is 45 minutes. So when you're on that side, you go to Cape Agulhas for a few nice pictures, and then you go to Aniston. Aniston, as you enter, it's beautiful.
So how do you get there, though, to Cape Agulhas and to Aniston? So can you drive?
There are no public transport, so it's either a private tour, or if you know a buddy in Cape Town, you can all drive together.
Yeah.
And it's about 2.5 hours from Cape Town to Cape Agulhas.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. And you feel like you're out of Cape Town. You're out.
Yeah. So so the community now there in Aniston, is it like mostly white people, or who lives there?
No, the history is so deep and rich about that area. There's some of the people that actually the grandchildren and the great children and families of the people that stayed there a long time ago, and then also when they both passed, and then some of them got some wives there and they started families. It's the history, it's rich. It's
Mariwa ke bomang, are the black or white people, is the mix?
No, it's not black, it's
colored,
it's deep colored, you know, deep,
yes.
Deep color, yeah, yes. Deep, oh. Deep colored, yeah. Okay. You know, when you look at the mixture of the sand people and the colored people, and you mix them together.
Wow.
Yeah. And every morning, the husbands, they still go out into the ocean early in the morning, around 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, to go fish. In the afternoon, they come back. And when they come back, it's a ceremony. You'll see mothers, daughters, children, everyone is sleeping. They're happy that the fathers are back with fish, or but even then they sell and they distribute within the community. So every day when they come back, it's a ceremony. It's a beautiful thing to see.
And this is happening now in 2020. And this is where you...
Yes. In 2020. And I hope, but I think it will still be like that, because it's now classified as a national heritage. Mm-hmm. So they will not touch it. They will not do anything. Even the houses, they still get the old... original traditional houses of the fishermen.
Yeah, and I mean, if those people
Touch the roofs and the whitewashed house stones on the outside. Yeah.
And the community is happy, so they should leave them to live, you know, the way they happy. Are.
And you know, something very nice that happened last year, with South African Tourism, they hosted, it was for a Freedom Day celebration. Aniston was chosen as one of the places to go and explore, and the whole party, the catering companies were the community members. So we were tasting every little traditional food from the community. Yes. So everyone who knew how to do fish cake, the original traditional fish cake, they would do that. They cook sisters and different kinds of bread and meat and food and everything. So it's a beautiful place to be there.
So, if I wanted you to take me there for a weekend, oh, can you sleep there or you can't? You can only drive there to...
I'm telling you, Aniston Hotel, they call it the Jewel of Aniston.
Okay,
it's a beautiful ocean hotel right by the ocean.
Okay, so if I want you to take me there, now let's say there's me and a friend and I'm asking you to please take us to Aniston for a weekend, like go there on a Saturday, sleep over, come back on the Sunday, you show me whatever. You can do that.
I can do that. And the nice thing is when people work with me, we don't charge booking fees or commissions. We don't get our commission from you as a guest or a client.
Okay.
So if I take you to Aniston and I book you in Aniston Hotel, they will pay us for bringing them clients.
What?
That's how we work in Cape Town, and most of the people, they don't know that. So it's all about nigga. You don't have to own a business. As long as you know people, you know who to speak to.
This is amazing. So you are going to make lots of money because my listeners are going to call you and they're going to be like, take us to all these places. Because I kind of feel like we want to see more than just Cape Town, because there is so much more to Western Cape than Cape Town. And I think Cape Town for us is the default because...
Okay.
No, carry on. Thanks.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, every time when I see people come to Cape Town and ask, what are you doing in Cape Town? What are your plans? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, I want to go to Table Mountain. I want to go to Robben Island and maybe do a boat cruise. Mm-hmm. And if you are lucky, then you do Cape Point. But most of them, they don't do because it's far. Mm-hmm. And then probably they'll do city sightseeing and they are done at Cape Town and they go back.
Yep.
And they ask them, so are you not getting bored? Because once you've done everything in Cape Town, then you're going to get bored. I'm like, no. You can never get bored. There's so much to do. Mm-hmm. Even me, I go to different places and I try different activities, but I don't think I'm going to finish now.
Wow.
Because somehow, something's always popping up. There's always something popping up.
But how do you find these gems, though? These hidden places that are not, you know, in everybody's faces. How do you find them?
On a daily basis, I speak to different people. I speak to travelers, the tour guides, and anyone who can hold a conversation. So just to get to know someone and why they're in Cape Town from there. And then we end up talking about different places or different things to do and explore. Mm-hmm. When I get home, I just sit down, look at my map and go on Google. Sometimes I'll just open a Google map and say, I want to go there and see what's there. And then luckily when I'm there, there's a beautiful place.
Wow.
And then I just come and post about it or tell people about it. And most of the time you see either there are no tours going there or they will be expensive. Because sometimes I feel like exactly like the other people are feeling when they say Cape Town is designed for international market.
Yes.
Yep. But I'll say half-half.
Half-half. Okay, explain the other half that doesn't agree.
When you just look at it in a blanket way, like, okay, yes, everything is expensive because we want to go to where everyone wants to go. And it's a tad competition. You can imagine how many tour companies are in Cape Town. And probably 95% of people are tourists. And that's where the market is. And everyone is pushing the prices up. But when you have a plug and you know someone in Cape Town, especially like a black brother or a black sister.
Yeah.
And they know they are down there and they are not in just to take your money and put you in the next tour. But they are saying, because my mission is to encourage as many South Africans to explore our country. Most of the tour companies, they make them impossible for people to explore. Okay. And if I'm going to spend 15,000 rand to come to Cape Town for 4 days, 3 days, I might as well take my money and go maybe to Bali or Thailand.
Exactly.
And then my passport has got stamps.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's very interesting. So When you design, like a client says to you, I'm coming to the Western Cape, design an experience for me for like 4 days, whatever. What is the, do you have like one thing that you don't compromise on, or one advice that you say, okay, this is the one thing that you must know about me and when I book experiences or travel plans?
Yeah. I don't compromise on entertainment.
Okay.
I've seen people spending about 70% of their budget on accommodation and transport, and trying to split the remaining 30% between entertainment, activities, and alcohol and everything. And they don't enjoy. So I would say it has to be the other way around, because it's not about the destination you're going to. It's about what you do when you get there. And when you go back with memories. You're not coming to Cape Town or exploring a new area or visiting a new place just to go and sit and enjoy the pool and then take selfies and pictures and go back. You can do that at home. But when you go to a different environment, you need to explore and get out there and try to know the locals and what tickles their fancy. And most of the time when you go to a holiday, you're not stuck in your apartment or your hotel room.
True.
Also, you want a decent place where you can sleep, bath in the morning, and most of the day you are out. You come back later on, you're tired, you just sit maybe for an hour or two, you sleep. Following day, you wake up and you're out. So rather spend the 70% of your budget out there entertaining and having fun, because when you go back home, those are memories.
I like the way you think. So maybe just to put things into perspective, just tell us a bit about what does your travel planning experience, what does it entail? Like typically a client would contact you and say what and how would it work?
Most of them, they approach me in the same way. Like, Deboho, I want to come to Cape Town. I'm like, okay, what do you want to do when you come to Cape? I want to do this and this and this and this. And when you send them a code, it was always, sure, no, it's expensive. That's why now they end up only doing city sightseeing and sometimes maybe boat cruise, and then they don't even go to Cape Point or to go and swim with the African penguins. They don't go there. Now, I always say, because I'm not charging commission or booking fees, I'm saying, Lelo, give me your budget. How much do you have, or how much do you think you can spend? Now we sit together, I get to know you, what tickles your fences, what type of a person you are, what type of activities you want. And then we sit down and I become open with you. I say, with your budget, these are your expectations and these are the reality.
Okay.
So out of your expectations, this is what you can get out of your budget. And then we sit down and then we check and cross out, and then you realize, okay. And some of the things, they're not even expensive. People, they see you doing lots of things and they are not even expensive. They're expensive because sometimes they're included in your package when you do a tour. You're being charged 15,000 or 20,000. Then you get to Cape Town, you only do city sightseeing. And then city sightseeing, because of you see lots of things on one day. And you think you've seen the entire Cape Town or the entire Western Cape. Because not every package is designed. We don't have the same interest. We don't have the same time frames and expectations. So every traveler, they've got their own that needs to be addressed individually. So even if there's five of us, are we spending five days in Cape Town, and there's five of us, can we at least each day do some activities that the other person wants?
We don't
just say we are going to Cape Town for 5 days and that's what we're going to do, and we agree on that and we go. Because sometimes maybe you want to do wine lens. I don't want to do wine lens. I want to do gin tasting in Woodstock. You want to do bicycle riding on the Atlantic seaboard. I don't want to do that. I want to do water bike in waterfront.
You are even mentioning things I didn't know were possible. So I'm gonna.
Yeah, that was introduced early last year, the water bike. So there's one in Simon's Town, that one you riding a bicycle in the ocean, and then there's one in waterfront, but that one you ride in the canal.
Okay, so would you say that Aniston, if is your personal favorite for to go for a weekend, or where is your personal favorite in the Western Cape to go for a weekend if you just want to rest and recharge? Where do you go?
Those are my two places. That's the one, Kasi's
Yeah.
Bay. Kasi's Bay is when I would just want to go and recharge and relax. I don't want to do anything.
How do you
That
write
is
guesses?
just
I want my listeners to be able to Google as they are listening.
it's an African's name. Kasi's Bay.
Oh, passes by.
Kasi, like Kasi.
Yeah, passes by cottage.
Kasi, yeah, Kasi's Bay.
Okay. Oh, the passes by fishing village.
Yes. So now I go there if I just want to relax and take morning walks and meet the community members. And then the other one is about 2.5 hours from Cape Town, is called Club Mykonos. That's our little Greece in the Western
Oh
Cape
yeah,
of South
I've
Africa.
seen pictures, but I didn't know where that place is. I've
Now
seen.
you know it's in the Western Cape, it's on the West Coast.
So if I, how do I get there from Cape Town to Little
You
Mykonos?
drive.
Oh, it's
You
all
drive.
driving.
Yeah. Everything you drive.
Oh, okay.
So it's about two, it's not even 2.5, it's 1 hour 30 minutes.
Wow. And then
Then when you go, when you arrive, it's almost like the activities seem like Cape Town. So you still get your electric bike, you still get your boat ride, a cruise, you get quad biking, you swim, there's an indoor swim spa. Casino. It's a little cute village. That's an Instagram moment. Beautiful, colorful houses.
Okay. Yo, I have so much. I think I'm now looking forward to going to the Western Cape because I've always thought of Cape Town, but there's actually more than just that. There's a place, I don't know how to pronounce this name. Is it Jezerfontein? Is there a place called Jezerfontein?
On your way to Langebaan, to Club Mykonos, that's where you pass. And that place is called Beautiful. Seaside cottages and houses, and not far from where there's another beautiful place called Kwathu. It's a sand heritage center. Even there, you can even do overnight at their camping, like glamping site.
Yeah, I'm more the
It's yeah.
camping
Even that one, you can Google. See, it's a very beautiful place, and they've got activities. You learn about the sand culture, how they
than.
farmed. You can either do it on electric bikes, or you can do it on foot or on a tractor. There's a restaurant. There's a luxury accommodation. That's also another beautiful gem. So you
So,
can make it one trip. You can go spend a night at Kwathu, and then you pass. You go to Little Greece. Then you come back. And then now, because around this time, this is where you get the flower season. So when you drive that side, it's beautiful. It's different types of flowers. It's beautiful. It's colorful. It's the same as when you go to an Eastern. On the Overberg side, you're getting beautiful flowers. Those are the yellow ones, the canola flowers. They are beautiful, beautiful, that whole area. Bed of flowers, if you are into that kind of things, for some, yeah.
Just that be oh man. Okay, wow, I'm loving this. Okay, so let me ask you then. So we've got different types of travelers. We've got travelers who like enjoy relaxation, others they want adventure, they want, backpacking and all of that. So let's talk about like what type of experience, what type of weekend away would you recommend for each of these travelers? So the first one, so this is a traveler who enjoys relaxation, luxury, and beautiful pictures for Instagram. What would you recommend for that person?
Can this be you?
Yes.
Okay. The luxury. Okay, I will with this question, I will skip the budget. Let's say everything that I'm going to say, it's not expensive, it's not cheap, it's in the middle.
It's in the middle. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but there's always a way to work around it. So for that person, they don't like lots of activities. So I'll say the hop on, hop off wine tram is a wine tasting. You go, have you seen that green train.
Yeah, I googled it because someone recommended it for me, but I haven't done it. I've actually never done those wineland and whatever. I haven't.
Yeah, beautiful scenery, beautiful pictures you will get from there. Yeah. So now that is in French Hook, and they've got eight wine estates. Mm-hmm. It's a whole day thing. So it's an hop on hop off. It's a very beautiful thing to do. Mm-hmm. That's number one. And then I would say you do a picnic, champagne breakfast on Chapman's Peak Drive, overlooking Hot Bay Harbor and the Seal Island. It's beautiful, mm-hmm. especially in the morning. That's where you can have your breakfast. And you can also do a champagne boat cruise, or you can do a sunset boat cruise. Mm-hmm. And you eat lunch at the bungalow in Clifton, mm-hmm. right by the ocean. And then later on, you go for your sunset drinks in Kemp's Bay. Mm. And then you ended up with the Big Five Safari. Mm. We do have, you don't have to go to Kruger National Park. We also have a Big Five Safari here. Yeah. You can do some game drives. Then you get the game drive, you get quad biking, you get the horseback safari. So, mm-hmm. And spa, and beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I'll do for the luxury ones.
Okay, that's no, they just like the beautiful chill, and the glam life. I got you. Okay, thank you. That sounds awesome. And then for the adventurer who likes to get busy, who's active, and this person is not on holiday to go chill at the pool. They wanna get busy. They want adventure. Mm. What do you recommend for them?
This guy's keep on with I'm busy. Lowly busy. Why? I have a thought about you feel like, sure, I don't want other bookings for the next coming maybe a month. And the list for this one is endless. But I'm just going to mention the few.
Okay.
They can do sandboarding and quad biking in the Atlantis Dunes. They can do water bike rides. They can do beach horse riding. They can do scooters. Scooters is a non-motorized scooter on the slopes of Table Mountain, and they go down straight to Signal Hill. Mm. They can do bicycle rides on Atlantic Seaboard from Waterfront to Sea Point Promenade to Clifton and then Kemp's Bay. Mm. Also, they can do paragliding, helicopter ride, motorcycle tours, and then ocean kayaking. Mm. Beautiful about ocean kayaking, you get to see the seals and sometimes dolphins will just pop randomly next to you, and you can also do seal snorkeling. So the list for these guys is endless.
It's like lots and lots.
Yeah, it's a long list.
So, and then the backpacker, this one is more about, they don't care where they sleep, they just want to experience. Or would you recommend similar things to the adventurer?
These are my favorite. And most of these guys, and I don't know why it's not big in South Africa. Most of my clients, probably 98% of them, it's international guests. And it's not about where they sleep or the pool or the view. They just want to do the township tours. They want to go and mingle with the family. They want historical buildings. They want to go to museums. They want to do city bike tours and walking tours around the city. And then after that, they will either go to farmer's market or go to Long Street for a night out. Mm. That's what they want. They just want fun, why? And nothing expensive. So that's all you do. Yeah. So because most of this either free or you pay it through donations. They also like the street arts in Woodstock. Mm.
So tell me about the penguin colony. Where is that?
It's in Simon's Town on your way to Cape Point. There you can either just view or you can go on the other side and swim with the penguins.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm saying most of the people that are visiting Cape Town, especially the locals, from other provinces, they don't get to reach that point because when somebody plans a trip for them, they just want to see Rowan Island, Table Mountain, City Sighting. They go to the beach and Long Street, Waterfront, they are done. Mm-hmm. And to go to Simon's Town, it's far. Uber is expensive. Private tour is expensive. Even for the whole day you're doing a Cape Peninsula tour, it's expensive. Now, but if you know who to talk to, there are ways that we can do, and then it will be cheaper. And I always advise people, when they visit Cape Town, at least two or four of them, they must come as friends. Because it's better if you share expenses.
Unless if you have a,
especially for trips like those, if you want to go to the Penguin Colony, you want to go to Cape Point, then you share. And sometimes when you arrive, you can even hire a car or ask a local to drive you around. Because sometimes you don't want to drive, you just want to explore and take pictures and videos.
Yeah.
So you come and say, Devoho, I'm going to rent out a car. Can you take us to these places? And then for your time, this is what we will give you.
Okay. So even that then is an option, because I think I would rather want that to, like, we just get our car and we go with you to all these places.
Yes, because when you have your own car, then it becomes cheaper and you can go anywhere. The only expense will be your fuel.
Your fuel, yeah.
And Devoho's time.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. We must not forget Devoho's getting us to all these places. But now if I'm going to the Cape Point, how long is that drive?
We don't do from Cape Town to Cape Point and come back.
Yeah.
We call it the full day Cape Peninsula tour.
Mm-hmm.
Now we start all the way from waterfront. We go to Sea Point. Then we go to Clifton, Kemp's Bay. We pass the 12 Apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to Hot Bay and then we do a boat ride to Seal Island. And then we go to maybe have breakfast on Chapman's Peak.
Mm.
The most beautiful scenic road, it's a beautiful road. And then you pass, you go to Simon's Town for the penguin.
Mm.
Swim there, you spend an hour or two, and then you go to Cape Point.
Mm.
Then after that, you have lunch, and then you come back. You don't come back the other side. Then either you come through Maisonbeck, because more majority of people, they just want to go to those beautiful changing rooms, those huts.
But Tumbona, the one time I went to Cape Town and I wanted to go see those colorful houses at the
yeah,
I was like, this place is so far, you.
and you know, another tip.
Yeah.
If there's a group of friends, you can actually take a train. They are very safe. You can take a train from Cape Town Station.
Yeah.
Straight to Maisonbeck.
Oh.
For 10 rand.
What?
And then get off, spend a day in Maisonbeck, get into a train, then you come back another 10 rand.
But how long is the train ride though?
The train rides from Cape Town Station all the way to Simon's Town. So again, you can take, for 10 rand, you can take a train from Cape Town Station all the way to Simon's Town.
Yeah.
And then from Simon's Town Station, you walk about 10 minutes or 15 mm-hmm. minutes, and then you get to Boulders. You can see the penguins. Mm-hmm. And then you walk again, station, 10 rand, Cape Town City.
But I think for locals, affordable in that way.
It is. Mm-hmm. As I'm saying, there are always ways to. But now you can go. You can't take a train to Simon's Town and then you take Uber from Simon's Town to Cape Point.
Yeah.
Because one way there is about 500 and then coming back is another 500. And once you are there, you can't request because the connection is bad.
Oh, okay.
So you need your own car.
Your own car. No, I think it's better to, because I don't see myself taking a train, but for people who are, you know.
Yeah, even me, I wouldn't advise you take a train.
There is that option.
But if there's a group of us or a Majita and we just want to take your train ride. And the train, I mean, arrives right next to the ocean. You feel like you can touch the ocean. The train rides are just by the ocean.
Oh,
it's beautiful. Yeah.
So when you travel, do you like sleeping at Airbnbs or hotels, or what's your preference?
Let me tell you, I've tried them all.
Yes, and
I've been a backpacker. I've slept in B&Bs, hotels, apartments, beach houses,
everything.
everything. Because before I can recommend things to my guests, I need to have experienced that.
Yes.
So if I say go and do the wine tram, or go to Kwatu, or go to Babylon Stone Garden, I must have experienced that at least, so that I know, after you've told me your travel needs and requirements, I know, okay, if I send her there, she will enjoy, or nope, she will not enjoy. So and then Mojo, there's a place called Mojo Hotel.
Mojo Hotel.
Yeah, it's in Sea Point. Now, Mojo Hotel, they've got a section, it's a hotel, and they've got double rooms, single rooms, apartments, and 10 bed dorms, either for men and ladies and or mix. And when you are there, even if it's a dorm and it's got 10 beds,
yeah,
you don't feel like it's a dorm. You know, when you go to other backpackers and it's either dirty or it's not nice or you're squishing each other. It's when you, nice. I mean, Lelo, if you can book there and sleep for one night in a backpack and then pay, let's say, 150, you will want to sleep there again.
Yes.
Because
it looks nice.
On the ground floor, it's Mojo Market, and you've got different types of bars. You've got food stalls, you've got retail stores, and there's always live performances. And across the street is an ocean. It's Sea Point Promenade.
Wow.
That one also, you can Google Mojo Market. Just Google Mojo Market or Mojo Hotel. Even on Instagram, you will see the type of vibe you see there. And that whole street is a vibe.
I'm on the Mojo Hotel's website now.
See those rooms. And it's clean.
They look beautiful. Oh, I see the vibe also, the Mojo Market.
Mojo Market, yay.
So when is this market operating? Do they operate every weekend?
Every day from 10 o'clock until probably, I think, 10 or 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Every single day. I was there last weekend. They are not operating at full capacity, but majority of the stalls are operating. But because of, you know, with the COVID, some shops, they closed, they never came back. But slowly but surely, everything is coming up together. Because the main bar also, they started operating last week. So everything is coming together. But it's a beautiful, I'm telling you, you can come there and sleep in a dome. You still feel comfortable.
You don't need, because these rooms look clean.
They are beautiful.
Some have got sea view.
You get four beds, you get six beds. So you can imagine if there's six of you.
Yeah.
And you take the entire apartment. There's kitchenette in there. There are utensils and pots and everything. And there's showers and toilets in there. And suite. You don't have to go out.
Yeah. So you know what I'm realizing? It's, yes, we say Cape Town is expensive, but it's also about the research that you do. Like, how much research do you do then? If I'm hearing about Mojo Hotel for the first time, I'm hearing about the fact that you can take a train for 10 rands and you go to Simon's Town and you walk 10 minutes and you are there with the penguins at Boulders. I never knew that was even a possibility. And I'm looking at this at the Mojo Hotel, where they are showing the rooms per night, and it's like for two people, there's 349 a dorm, 299 per guys, like 200.
And they have peak hours and off peak.
Yes.
So when they are not busy, especially on our winter season, which was a COVID-19, you can pay 99 per person per bed. You've got Wi-Fi, not 500 megabytes.
Not that thing.
That one is unkept.
Actually,
around the entire building.
Even if you're traveling with your kids and you guys really just want a nice place to stay and no frills, there you are.
There's a rooftop. You can chill there on top. across the road is the communities, the pool community. What is that? It's a community pool. And then next to it is where you rent out bicycles. You go further up, you rent out electric bikes. It's all ages.
Wow.
If you've got a small baby who can't ride the carriages.
Yeah.
Sea Point Promenade, it's a vibe on its own because you find people on their skateboards, roller skates,
love that promenade.
Bicycles. Yeah, that's the very... an outdoor gym, so you see people gyming there or jogging or walking their dogs, and that's where, not far from there, that's where all these paragliders land as well. So it's a beautiful scenery when you're there.
You've been living in Cape Town for 5 years?
No, two.
2 years?
I've been come here maybe for the past 5 years every year.
Already.
It's a peshe.
Clearly.
But I can tell you something. If I would have been to maybe at any place around South Africa, I think I would have still done the same thing. Mm. If I had to stay in Mpumalanga, I would have done the same thing. Mm. If I stayed in Northwest or any other province, I would have done the same thing.
Okay. So now, how do my guests get hold of you? Because I think, can we afford Jubatum? You're not charging Cape Town.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not charging you commission. So if you say, I'll give you the website. If you go to the website, we say we charge 650 for consultation.
Yeah.
So help you and plan your itinerary and negotiate discounts on your behalf with local tour suppliers.
Okay.
And if you agree to that and you book through those recommended suppliers, your 650 that you paid for the consultation goes towards your activities or your bookings. So that 650, just to secure my time, because people will say, plan my itinerary for me, the next thing they disappear. So if you are serious, you're going to take that 650, I'll do everything for you. If you say, Teboho, I'm good, I'm happy with the quote, and then I take your 650 and I give it to the supplier that you're going to book with.
Batum.
So if your entire thing was 1,000 rand, you already paid 650. So you only paid the difference, 350, and then you're done.
Mamela, I hope you are ready because my people are going to be contacting you. This is a good thing. Like, this is proper. And I think just based off the conversation, I know that you're gonna like expose us. I'm definitely gonna be a client. You can count on that before the end of this year. Like, please, we need to go to Cassie's Bay. We are going to Cassie's Bay definitely. But wow, thank you so much. So, how do we get hold of you? Should I just put your social media details onto the podcast description?
I'll prefer put email address. Okay. admin@tjadventures.co.za.
Okay, so is that the company, TJ Adventures?
So tjadventures.co.za is the name of the company.
So Gimang, Jay Gimang.
Pardon?
Who's Jay?
Jay.
I grew TJ Adventures.
Unipolo Tigile. So TJ Adventures is the name of the company.
Okay. All right. Yeah, got a TJ Adventures. Send the email to admin@. Okay, listen, thank you. I'm gonna share this now on my social media as well, just to tell people about this conversation, and then when the podcast is out, we'll also share. But thank you so much. This was just incredible. I'm so excited. I'm coming to the Western Cape. I've just been thinking Cape Town.
That's what people think. People think Cape Town is Robben Island, the Table Mountain, city sightseeing in the beach, and they go to Kings Bay and they are done.
I think for me, this also just reiterates the value of talk to people who work and live in that area, because we always tend to Google and we rely on what we find on Google, but there's just so much more. I mean, what you told me is really mind blowing. Thank you.
I mean, it's all about knowing people. I stayed in Joburg for 16 years. And I still find, and people, they know I'm here in Cape Town and they know what I do. But still, they don't say, Tebza, I'm planning to bring the family there. And something very interesting now just came into my. Now, they can bring grandparents, their parents, or grandparents and the grandchildren to Cape Town. They always like, no, let's take them to Gold Reef or to Durban, and then we go to Cape Town. And I hosted about three different consecutive times. I've hosted three old couples.
Yeah.
Local couples from Free State and then Northwest and Pretoria.
Yeah.
And when they were here, I did not treat them like guests or tourists or travelers. I treated them like my own parents. And I took them to places where I felt I would want to take my parents there if they were here. So it's not about another client into the car and then we go and say, see that, there and there, and then we are done. It's all about the experience. And sometimes the children cannot bring their parents to Cape Town on their own. So it's simple things. Teboho, I'm bringing my dad and my mom just to spend the weekend there. Can you please take care of them? Sharp, what's your budget? Let me take care of them. I pick them up from the airport, check them in, making sure everything is all right. For the 2 days, picking them up, doing tours with them, bringing them back home, back to the airport, and then you meet them on the other side.
Wow.
Because I think we neglect that part. It's all about us when we just want to go and have fun. But sometimes maybe just to surprise your mom or dad, maybe for an anniversary or something, take them to Cape Town. If you don't have time, you are waking, there's someone in Cape Town. Teboho, can you please take care of my parents? Yeah.
Okay. Wow, this is actually super cool. I never, okay. I like this. And you're already giving me ideas. You know, I'm like, oh, you can actually just give someone the gift of travel and there you start everything with you.
You don't have to be there.
Yeah, they just need to go to the airport and you are there waiting for them.
Waiting for them.
Okay, we need
we don't think about those.
Yeah,
one lady asked me last week when I posted about different activities around the Western Cape, he said, Teboho, please include child friendly ones as well. And I thought, damn, we don't think about that. When you're thinking Cape Town, it's like, sure, I want to go there and have fun and party, but now I'll have kids. There's so many different places where you can leave your children maybe for a day or for a few hours. And there are activities also for them.
Okay.
You just need to speak to the right people and know people on the other side.
We got you now. No, thank you so much. I mean, I don't want to keep you much longer, but this conversation has been so, so amazing. I'm so, so grateful. You will definitely be hearing from me and my listeners. And I'm going to ask them, guys, when you contact him, please tell him what you heard about on the podcast. It's better care of you. He even gives you the VIP treatment. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We will catch up again next week. But in the meantime, if you listen on Apple, please leave a review and comment. It helps other people find the podcast as well if you do that. So I appreciate that very much. And also, you can find us on social media at Chica Travel Pod, #ChicaTravelPod. Until next week, goodbye.